This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This week it was announced that Senate Majority Leader Chip Rogers, who is leaving that position, will also leave his state Senate seat and take a position at Georgia Public Broadcasting, which is not affiliated with WABE, we should point out right away. Georgia Public Broadcasting, where he will be involved in projects to help with job creation and development and links between the business community and education. Chip Rogers joins us in his office at the Capitol. Senator Rogers, welcome. Good to have you.
Dennis, always good to be with you. And, you know, my days in broadcasting, it's been a few years, and we used to have these giant recorders that weighed 20 pounds. I know you're familiar with them, and this looks a lot nicer.
You just ran for a state Senate seat. You went through a very difficult primary. You asked the voters to say, hey, put me back in that seat. Why go ahead now and say, okay, I'm going to take this job?
Well, first of all, it's an incredible opportunity. Sometimes you recognize that you can be more effective in other roles. And I now see this role that's been presented to me as one that really talks about the things that I'm so interested in. I mean, really gets down to the core of my interests. Growing Georgia's economy, the state up, matching that with education, which has really kind of been my hallmark the last few years in my legislative life, being able to bring those together is something that it's almost like a dream come true. So this is just a great opportunity. But beyond that, being able to kind of refocus my life with respect to my job and family is something that has just really been placed on my heart in recent months. And that's just something that, you know, once it's there, you can't deny.
But after asking the voters for their vote, what do you say to them when you say so soon after the election, okay, I'm going to leave and you're going to be voting for somebody else now?
Well, you know, that sometimes politicians get into positions and they tend to believe that their seats are their seats. That seat doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the 180,000 people in North Fulton and East Cherokee. The timing is one that, you know, as a believer, sometimes the Lord places things on your heart and you can't deny or try to change those things. They are what they are. And again, this position is not mine. I've done everything in my power to fill this position the best I could and serve my constituents over the last 10 years. But there's a lot of other people out there that can do a great job as well.
In your statement when you decided not to seek re-election as majority leader, you listed a number of accomplishments that you said had happened either with your help or under your guidance. Most conspicuously absent from that, as I noticed, was the immigration law that passed a few years ago. You were closely identified with that. Was that just something when you made the list that you chose to leave off, or was that just something that didn't make it?
I think I left it off by accident. Honestly, that list was compiled rather quickly. Look, we took a path no one else had taken at that time. We were the first state in America to have a comprehensive across-the-board immigration enforcement law, and I was able to bring together all of the entities that were involved in this. We worked very closely with Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, worked very closely, if you recall, with Senator Sam Zamarripa. I was very proud that we worked across the aisles, worked with all of those, everybody that was involved or was going to be impacted by that. We worked with them, and a lot of the anger and hatred that was directed towards me, threats, the fact that I went for a three-week period of time where I had to have police protection every day on me and my family, those are not things that any public official ever wants to have happen. And so I don't really talk about it a lot anymore. And maybe that was psychologically one of the reasons in the back of my head I didn't put it on that list.
The last year has been politically not the easiest for you. There was the talk about the Agenda 21 meeting where people looked at a video about an alleged conspiracy by President Obama to bring the nation under a UN kind of control. The cynic who does political math might say, okay, he is taking this new job as something that will solve a lot of problems, both for him, for the lieutenant governor with whom you had some political battles, for the governor, for everyone. Is this that kind of a move?
No. In fact, I can tell you the governor has been amazingly supportive. The only math I've been looking at is how many more days I get to spend at home.
So this was not a way of solving a lot of problems?
it solves some problems for me personally, and that the challenges that I face. But no, had I decided to stay here in this position, I think things would have gone on perfectly fine as they have the last few years.